Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that you are on the line. I want to thank all of my co-hosts. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in on tonight, because this is actually our Praying with Love and Power night, and we're also going to have the honor and pleasure of speaking to Miss Crystal Victoria. Amen. She has an amazing, amazing story. But first, we're going to look at Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength where we can make it through this very day. Lord, we ask, would you continue to help us to be the people you would have us to be? Would you continue to bless us in a magnificent way? Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospital, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who know you and those who do not know you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty. Then, Lord, we ask with this ministry, the twofold ministry, be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And our guest is not here at this particular moment, but I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest. If we have to reschedule, we can. I always have shows ready and lined up, because this is actually our Praying with Power and Love night. So if we have to reschedule, I guess it will be no problem. But if we were to have our guest on tonight, her name is Miss Crystal Victoria. She's an overcomer, and she has a success story. She is the president of Target of Evolution. She's overcome great adversity and would like to share information about Target Evolution. And she has an inspirational story to share. She embarked on a journey that would basically change her life forever. She went from an honor roll student to Texas jail cells, drug abuse, juvenile detention centers, and much more. When she was 19 years old, she traveled to 5 different countries and went a full trip around the globe, all expense paid. Isn't that a blessing? All expense paid. This trip planted the very important seed that soon grew into the life she'd always dreamed, but now without forcing her to awaken to a higher, higher purpose. Wow, that seems like a story, something that needs to be on the big screen, right? Okay, so we're going to give Miss Crystal a few more minutes. I'm going to actually inbox someone right quick, and if she's not coming, then we're going to go ahead and move forward with our ministry, because once we get into this Praying with Love and Power, then we're going to be into it, and it's not going to be interrupted. So I'm going to go ahead and do this, and while I do this, I want to say this. When we think about the goodness of God, and when we think about everything that God has done for us and the things he's doing for us, then we should position where we magnify God. It shouldn't just be when, when something happens, then we acknowledge God. You know, it should always be at all times. So we should pray in season and out of season. In season and out of season. And I wanted to give you this little piece of encouragement that the Lord has given me as we are waiting either to start our Praying with Love and Power or to interview our guests. One of the things that we have to understand is that each moment of our lives we live, move, and have our being. Each moment of our lives is very purposeful, it's on purpose, and we should utilize or maximize our lives to the greatest, greatest extent, whatever that looks like, whatever that sounds like. And in doing so, we should stay or remain in that position according to the Word of God. Amen? Amen. And so as we get ready to get into our position, then we're going to have to be ready to go to God in prayer, and you have to make sure that nothing is distracting you. Nothing is distracting you, okay? So I'm going to give you about a minute, and then we're going to, I'm going to set up for our second half of the show, since we're not going to have our first half, because once we get into this praying and power, as I said before, it's not going to be interrupted. So here we go. All right, I'm going to give you time to get into your powerful praying positions, your powerful praying positions. And I'm going to actually get my technology and music and all that good stuff ready. Let's see here. I'm ready. All right, so here we go. And we're going to reschedule Miss Crystal because we've already started our second half. And when we start our second half of Praying with Power and Love, then we're not going to be interrupted. Okay, all right, so just think about all of the great things that God has done, all of the great things that God is doing, and also think about those things in which we want God to do, because there are a lot of things that we want God to do, but we must be aligned with the purpose of God. So we're going to really pray unto God, and we're going to really go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so that we could make it to this very day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings. We thank you for showering us with your grace and mercy. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, and those who are thinking about going in. We extend and we lift you up and we magnify your name, Lord, and we give you all of the praises and all of the glory. Then, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless our youth all around the world, Lord? Would you bless them to have temperance like you, and would you bless them to be successful in school and on their jobs? Then would you bless the colleges with these students who grace the colleges on a daily basis? Would you keep them safe? Would you bless those who have lost their friends, their family, their loved ones, Lord? Then, Lord, we pray for the young lady who lost her life in Austin, Texas, the college student, Lord. We ask, would you bless our family, Lord? Would you bless our friends as she was so far from home, but she was close to you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person, Lord, who is listening on this line. We ask, would you bless their ministries? Would you bless their jobs? Would you bless their homes? Would you bless each and everything that they touch? Would you bless their walk with you, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us a first chance and a second chance and a third chance. And then, Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel the dangerous streets and byways, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to make new connections and to continue to maintain the connections that we have, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the revelation and for giving us the faith that we need and for giving us just everything that you have given unto us, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who say pray for me, because we are intercessories. We stand in the gaps for those who are too weak to pray, or for those who do not know you, Lord. If there's someone who is lost, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you go and seek them, Lord, and would you bless them to come back unto you. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are disturbed and those who do not know and understand the power that you have and the majesty that you have. And then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry to be something that you are pleased with. Help us to continue to magnify and glorify who you are, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each place that we're going to travel to? Would you make it a place that is of purpose and where we can help people, Lord, whether it's through education, religion, health, or whatever it is? Then, Lord, we thank you for the opportunities, and we thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the closed doors. We thank you for the valley moments, and we thank you for the mountain experiences. Then, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see another day, because we take things for granted, and you don't have to allow us to see another day, but you have blessed us to see another day, and we say thank you, and we bless your holy name, and we praise you. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless any disturbed mind? Would you bless anyone who is contemplating suicide, anybody who is depressed, stressed out, shaken, torn up, brokenhearted? Would you dry away their tears and help them to know, put your hand on your chest, that you are that close unto them? Then, Lord, we thank you for the healing power. We thank you for giving us strength from day to day. We thank you for blessing us to overcome neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, any type of pain. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for blessing us to be overcomers, because we know that you are God, and besides you there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to bless us to keep and maintain our faith within you, our faith walking, continue to perfect our walk, because we know that every day of our lives is very important and is crucial to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Then, Lord, as we study the word through the spiritual guide, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give us the understanding of everything that we need to know, and bless us, Lord Jesus, to understand your will and your way. Help us not to compromise our faith, but help us to be strong and stand on the word of God and to stand for righteousness, because we know that through you all things, and I said all things, are possible. We ask, would you make the things that seem impossible possible according to your will? Would you help us, Lord Jesus, to continue to trust and depend and believe in you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask, would you bless each and every person who's on the line? Would you bless their families? Would you bless their children? Would you bless each and everything that they touch to be successful and prosperous, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us saving grace and saving power. And we ask, would you continue to help us to do the work of God and continue to be about your business. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished from your sight, Lord. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I was sitting here, and the revelation of God is very strong, because, as I said before, this is the ministry of God. So whether someone shows up or not, God always has a word. Amen. And so as I am fixing my technology, because my technology did go down, but the Spirit of God continued to move. And so that lets me know that whether we move or not, God's going to move. And so I wanted to share with you something that God is going to give me in just a second. And it's not because of technology. It's just because when you listen to the revelation of God, you have to be still and know that he is God. Amen. It's very important that we are still and understand the word of God. And being still does not mean freezing. Amen. That's what God's saying. Being still does not mean just sitting there waiting on your change to come. Amen. You have to get up and move. when you're waiting on your real change, on your money to come, then you are working, God says. He says, but when you're waiting on your change to come, you have to get up and move. You have to be doing something. And so I'm going to give you what the Lord has given unto me. Since this is going to turn into a real praying with power and love, I'm going to give you some things that God has given unto me, and I want you to take these things back, and I want you to meditate on these things that God has given. Now, you're asking me, what are the things that God has given unto me on tonight? Well, I don't know yet, because we're getting ready to go into that zone. We're getting ready to go into that phase. And so when we're talking about this particular genre or this particular revelation of God, right, is when God gets ready to dispense it. And so I want you to go ahead and get your paper and pen. The Lord is moving and we're moving. Get your paper, pen, and pencils. And get ready, because God is going to show us some things, pertinent things, in order to prepare us. Now, we've been talking about the preparation of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the knock, as well as the, we've been talking about Jesus getting us ready for the breakthrough, Jesus getting us ready for the blessing, if you will. And so, in this particular section, in this particular hour, I'm going to give you a few things that the Lord has given unto me that is going to help us to finish strong throughout the week. People have been ill, and we've been going through some pains in our necks. I have, amen, praise God, back, you know, throats are sore, don't feel well, you know, but God says my work still goes on. And so in that, God wants to share some things with us, and then I'm going to give you some announcements and bid you good night. How about that? Okay? So give me just a second, and I'm getting in my mood here. Okay. Here we go. All right. So go ahead and take out your sheet of paper, and God is going to give us a title in just a second. The title that God is giving at this particular time is write down the word title. We have to be very specific here. Amen. We're dealing with God. Title. All right. So our title here is I'm on a mission for the Lord. I want you to make it personal. Put your name. For instance, Afrida is on a mission for the Lord. All right. The Lord says each day we wake up, he has for us to do for the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. God says that when he wakes us up in the morning, he says we have a mission for the kingdom of God. Now, you notice I didn't say he has a mission for the world. He says, I have a mission for you today. And so before we even get started, I want you to think of, remember, we talked about the waltz. What does God want us to do, and what did we do today to parallel what God wants? That's what God is saying. What did we do today? Because God says we reap what we sow. He says, and many people are visual learners. Okay? That means they have to see things. And God says, well, he says, let's evaluate our day. Did we do what God wanted us to do? That means, for instance, did we abstain from gossip? Did we tell the truth when we were supposed to? Did we treat our brothers and sisters right? Did we have a positive attitude? Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Every decision that we made, did we put ourselves in those shoes? Did we take the plank out of our eye before we tried to remove it out of somebody else's? Did we treat our brothers and sisters right? That's the main thing. And God says we're going to evaluate our day from the time that we woke up to right now. Let's take our time, since we have this time, let's take our time to reflect on our day. Whatever time you woke up, whether it was 3 a.m., whether it was 6 a.m., whatever time you woke up, then we need to reflect on those days, okay? So what did we do that God wants us to do on these particular days? 30 more seconds. Now then, so the title is, I'm on a mission for the Lord. Alfreda is on a mission for the Lord. Well, I'm going to see if this is true because I'm looking at my list. And I remember today, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What was I thinking about today? I was thinking about Jesus. And I was thinking about I need to treat everybody right. That is going to be my daily exercise, to treat everybody right. What does that mean? That means treat people like I want to be treated. Pray. You know, I told you that I don't eat until 12 o'clock. I mean, after 12, excuse me. I don't eat until after 12 because I want that time with God. I want to depend on God to be my nourishment. I want to depend on God. I want to focus on God. I want to have to depend on God. I want to pray to God. I want to use that time for God from the time I wake up till 12 o'clock and beyond, of course. But I don't want anything heavy on me. Food, none of that, because I want to be free where I can think. I don't want anything hurting from food, you know, all that stuff, being full. I don't want it. I want to just be free and weightless. And so I made it a practice. And in that, I'm praying unto God, and I'm thinking about my day. I'm focusing, right? Treat people right. You know, that's my nourishment. Treat people right. Do good unto people, right? Sacrifice something for God today. And I'm sacrificing, amen, some of that food that I probably don't even need, amen? So it's a sacrifice. So what are you sacrificing between the time you wake up and the time you eat? Now, some of you, if you wake up and you need to eat something right then that's fine. But throughout the day, what are you sacrificing? And then we're talking about fasting. We're talking about think on the good things. How many of you have been in a situation and you say, okay, well, this is the good part of this situation. But unfortunately, I have to tell you about this part, you know. And so throughout the day, we think about the good things because many things occur, many things happen. And so we have to focus on the good things, but we also have to acknowledge those things that may not be too favorable, okay? And then abstain from putting your brothers and sisters down, right? That means our mission when you go to work, when you go home, when you go into the community is to lift people up, abstain from gossip. And so when we evaluate, that was an example, when we evaluate our day, God says, you set your own mission. You said you loved me. You want me to stay with you. He says, this is a marriage. You want me to stay with you. You want me to never forsake you. You want me to just remain there. And you're telling me what you want, and you're telling me what you need. He says, but you're going to have to put out as well. You're going to have to bring something to the table. We can't expect God to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing where we won't have room enough to receive, where we don't even want to get down and pray to God. God says this is a marital affair. So what we have to do is we have to be willing to let some things go that's of the world. God says in this particular segment that some of us are married to the world. He says that we treasure our cars more than we treasure him. He says he's a jealous God. He says some of us, we treasure the things we have more than him. He says we celebrate all of these happenings, Easter, Christmas, all this. He says with worldly things. Well, what about the word of God? He says, it's a marriage. He says, and the reason why we are missing out on opportunities and missing out on our breakthroughs is because we're still having an affair. We're still married to the world. He says, we must be married unto the spirituality of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in order to get what we want. Now, how does that sound? And so in doing so, we have to let some things of the world go. What is that that you have to let go? What is it? And when we let whatever it is of the world go, we're going to fill a void. God says we go through a void. He said turbulent times will come because we go through a void, because we're so used to it. We've gotten comfortable with it, whatever it is. He says, but whatever it is has become a god because it's taken away our attention from him. He says, so this is a season of sacrifice in order to get what you want. So the whole purpose of this particular session, and I'm almost finished, is that we are on a mission for the Lord. Now notice we said we're on a mission for the Lord, not for the world, not for ourselves, but for the Lord. So when you wake up, God's will, in the morning, you're going to have to figure out what you are willing to sacrifice. I'm not telling you to wake up and decide, I don't want to eat until after 12 o'clock. That is a personal thing between God and I. We have discussed that. That's a personal thing. But there has to be some type of sacrifice. We're going to have to give up some worldly things. We're going to have to let some things go, and we're going to have to substitute it with those things that God wants us to have, such as he wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves. He wants us to treat each other right. He wants us to pray in season and out of season. He wants us to think on the good things, although there may be many things. We see storms, many things that go on around us. He wants us to think on the good things. He wants us to love thy neighbor as thyself. But there are some sacrifices. And you have to be willing. We have to be willing to let some things go. Why? Because we're on a mission for the Lord. Right? We're on a mission for the Lord. And so we have to be willing. We have to be ready to let some things go. Does that mean that we have to just clean out everything? No, it doesn't. But what it means is that we're going to have whatever it is that's hindering us from following God, whatever it is that has our attention rather than God's attention, we're going to have to let it go. Right? I'm going to have to let it go. So I want you to really think about that. What are you willing to sacrifice when you wake up in the morning? What is it that you do in the mornings that prevents you, I'm not talking about your neighbor, prevents you from being on a mission for the Lord? When we wake up in the morning, we should be ready to do kingdom work. Okay? So what is it that you're going to sacrifice? I've already said from 8 to 12, I'm going to continuously think on the good things. I'm going to continuously, in my mind, think about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I'm going to think about how he traveled and how he acted toward people, how he helped people, and I'm going to think about his attitude, which he had a great attitude, no matter what. And so I'm exercising my mind each and every day. I've been doing this, ladies and gentlemen, for about 5 weeks. And it has really helped. My mind is exercised. I'm getting exercise in my mind. You know how your body, you're supposed to exercise so you can stay in shape? Well, I'm exercising my mind because I want positive things going through my mind, because I don't want negative things to filter through my mind and then cause different things in my body to happen, such as high blood pressure and all that. No. So if you practice with your mind, exercise your mind every morning, get up and look in the mirror and say, I am somebody, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to be great, I'm going to be a legend one day. Keep exercising, and pretty soon you'll begin to believe that. And you'll begin to follow God, and God will begin to carry you into your destiny. Just try it, okay? So the whole gist is I'm on a mission for the Lord. What are you willing to sacrifice when you wake up in the morning? What is it that you're willing to give up that belongs to the world? What are you willing to take hold of that belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? What are you willing to take hold of? And that's basically up to you. What are you willing to take hold of? Okay? All right. So, I have a few announcements to make. Just a few. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/EDALOVE. Or the AfritaLoveShow.com. All right? Be sure to continue to give me just a second here. All right. Yes. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to trust in God with all of your heart. If you're a gospel artist, writer, promoter, actors, actress, publicist, and you have a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Afreda Love, that's AlFredaLove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you visit the Afreda.hubpages.com. That's Afreda.hubpages.com. Be sure to visit that. We have many different articles. Then go to the AfredaLoveShow.com. That's AfredaLoveShow.com. And you will see, everything concerning this ministry. You will see a lot of things on this website. A lot, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and scroll down. We're still working on the Marcy Gerald story. Then there is our radio station right here, if you click on it. Then, of course, there's the Spiritual Guide to Go. Now, we're going to be using this particular book some, the Spiritual Guide. And so if you want to, you may purchase it online, or you may continue to listen to the ministry as we have been doing. Okay? All right. So that's what we're doing with that. In addition to that, make sure you go to the stellargospelmusic.com. Of course, here's the homepage, and we have some new music for March and April, as well as some shows in April. Then, of course, there's the magazine and things of that nature. Okay, we have all of that. Then, of course, About Us. This is an international radio station. So check that out. Contact us. Here's the contact form right here. Okay. Then, of course, the services. Of course, we have the radio station. We have speaking. We have books. We have blogs. You name it, we have it. Church events around the world. Get your calendars ready the next time, because I'm going to give you all of the places that I will be speaking. And if you're in that area, please come and hear a great word. Amen. All right. So I'm going to get ready for a couple of shows, and I have a couple of phone calls to make. So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, we're going to have another special guest. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.